From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. warplanes have bombed an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. The strike early Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, to the west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At a Pentagon news briefing Friday, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Nourdin Shushan, a Tunisian national and Islamic State operative also known as Sabir.
This is not the first time we've taken direct action in Libya or against other high-value ISIL targets, and it may not be the last. We will continue to target ISIL and its infrastructure wherever it exists, and when opportunities such as this emerge, we will exploit them.
Cook said the airstrike was a clear demonstration of the U.S. military's commitment to go after Islamic State militants wherever they emerge and prevent the Islamic State from establishing new safe havens. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. More than 30 Islamic State recruits were among the casualties. EU leaders have agreed unanimously on a package of measures aimed at keeping Britain in the European Union. The agreement grants Britain an exemption from ever closer union with the continent. It also offers concessions, that is, on the welfare rights of migrant workers and safeguards the City of London financial center. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he would recommend the package to his cabinet on Saturday. Britain is the EU's most detached or most semi-detached member and has opted out of the euro currency, the Schengen zone of passport-free travel, and other areas. It is also the EU's second-largest economy behind Germany. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department is asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company to unlock the iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's deadly San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to the public statement by Apple CEO Tim Cook, who said the firm would challenge the court order to protect its customers' privacy. According to prosecutors, rather than assist the effort to fully investigate a deadly terrorist attack, Apple has responded by publicly repudiating that order. Apple argues the software the Federal Bureau of Investigation is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken the iPhone's encryption measures. Voters in two diverse U.S. states are expected to further clarify the races in the Democratic and Republican field Saturday as the quest for the White House intensifies. South Carolina voters hold the Republican primary. A new Wall Street Journal NBC News Marist poll shows billionaire businessman Donald Trump just 5 percentage points ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Meanwhile, Nevada will hold Democratic caucuses with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton taking on Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. President Obama and the First Lady paid their last respects to Supreme Court Justice the late Antonin Scalia, whose body is lying in repose in the Supreme Court's Great Hall. The Obamas paused at Scalia's flag-draped coffin Friday and then stood before a portrait of the conservative jurist before leaving the court building. The White House said the Obamas also met with Scalia's family to offer their condolences and to thank them for his service to the nation. Earlier, after a brief private ceremony attended by family members and the other 8 justices, mourners began filing by Scalia's casket. Anti-abortion advocate Larry Cernano was one of them.
Oh, Justice Scalia's legacy, I think, as someone who would have jibs and jabs with Justice Ginsburg back and forth. He's just a jovial, fun person to be with. A bright intellect, certainly a leader on the court.
Scalia, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan in 1986, died last Saturday at age 79. And Harper Lee, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, died Friday at age 89 in her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama. Lee won the Pulitzer Prize for her first novel about racial injustice in a small southern town. Her second book, Go Set a Watchman, was published last year. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.